healing is happening, and I'm grateful for that. I want to share with you this morning, first of all, the fact that I've been a Christian for about 46 years. That's scary. But anyway, and I've participated by my best calculations in a little over 2,390 communions. And I thought this week about all those brothers and sisters way back there that were celebrating, and it encouraged me. I don't believe there was ever any time that someone, since Jesus left this earth, was not celebrating as a child of his the communion. And I want to share with you this morning how the cross has recently impacted me. I was recently pondering how Jesus completed his mission that was given to him when he came to this earth. I mean, how did he pull that off? Now, you may say, well, Brian, let me help you out. He was the Son of God. Okay, let's go ahead and start right there. Yes, amen, that he was. Yet, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, that Jesus was tempted in every single way as we are. So that kind of gives me a little inkling into the fact that Jesus' mission on earth here really, really challenged him. Really challenged him. And so back to my question, how did he complete the mission? And I would want to share with you this morning that, oh boy, I did not set my timer. You're right, sorry, Jim. You can dock me. I want to propose to you this morning that what the Spirit of God has brought to me about this particular thing is that Jesus completed his mission given to him by his Father by maintaining a deep personal reliance on the Holy Spirit. Deep personal reliance on the Holy Spirit. Consider how much the Spirit of God was connected with and functioning with Jesus while on this earth. From the conception by the Holy Spirit in Matthew 1, there at the get-go. Matthew 3, Jesus' baptism. And at his baptism, the Holy Spirit, we're told, descended upon him and came upon him, which led him immediately into the wilderness for 40 days. Nothing to eat, 40 days. And the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. But I believe that the Holy Spirit provided Jesus the spiritual stamina to deal with Satan. Wasn't just hunger, wasn't just wandering thoughts, wasn't just, you know, the heat of the day or whatever, fatigue. It was Satan throwing everything he had at him. And, you know, I do want to remind you again that Jesus, from the get-go, shared in our humanity. From the get-go. Then in John 6:63, Jesus has had a lot of people following him. And, you know, basically, he comes to a point in verse 63 where he says that the flesh means nothing, okay? The Spirit gives life. That's a pretty tough one to swallow on down, that the flesh means nothing. It's what we have here. It's what we live in. It's what we deal with here. But the Spirit, he said, gives life. And, you know, and then in John 16, in verse 32, and I love this, you know, Jesus says that, let me get over here. I'm a-coming. Thanks, Tim. He's with his disciples, about to go to the cross. And he says in verse 31, "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied, "A time is coming, and in fact has now come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me." You know, as I think about my life right now, it occurs to me that since Jesus shared in my humanity and showed me how to deal with my humanity, that it just makes a lot of sense that I need to figure out this thing about having a personal deep reliance on the Holy Spirit. I didn't grow up hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit at all. I went to a Christian college which offered a ton of Bible courses. Don't remember one of them being on the Holy Spirit. And yet here I stand today, and I realize that in one sense I've missed out on a lot of what I could learn about how to walk with Jesus, how to be like him. And yet I also realize, as I hope we do this morning, the humility that our Lord and Savior had to demonstrate by taking on that humanity. Okay? So for me this morning, I just want to encourage you with this. We are engaged today as Jesus was because he had to walk and be engaged with the Holy Spirit. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, if you want to know what the Christian walk, the Christian life really boils down to, it says, you know, John says that this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. And Jesus lived with his constant companion, the Holy Spirit. We have that constant companion today. My question for us is, what role today is the Holy Spirit playing in your walk with God? It's a fact of life that things that we don't understand or struggle with, we either can be tending to dismiss it or put it on the shelf for a while, for another time. The Holy Spirit, please know this morning, is not some ethereal, mysterious being, but rather provided by God to his Son Jesus and to you and I as a constant companion. I believe that the Holy Spirit led Jesus all the way through the humility, through all the ridicule, the beatings, the harassment, everything he went through, yet he knew he had his constant companion with him. And when he said, "It is finished," and breathed his last, he knew that he did so in the presence and with the companionship of God and his Spirit. My prayer for us is that we will understand that the Holy Spirit is what empowers the spoken word of God. The Holy Spirit empowers the spoken word of God. This is what I'm learning right now. I'm learning to do. You may ask, "Well, Brian, that's really great, but really how do I pull that off?" Well, I think Derek put it pretty well a week ago. Am I available and am I listening? Am I available and am I listening? Please be reminded this morning as we share in the communion of our Lord that there is, that what Jesus did for us, he did for us both in life and death by both in his sacrifice and in his example of who he really leaned on. The Spirit played a mission-critical role in Jesus' life. And thus it needs to play in our lives a mission-critical role in our lives. God never has, God never will give up on you or me, no matter how discouraged, fearful, insecure, spiritually lazy, self-focused, or even totally distracted I become. God stands firm. And God's love through Jesus Christ conquers all. Would you pray with me, please? Father, we're so grateful that we don't have to have, Father, everything figured out. We're so grateful, Father, that we can know the facts of your Son and his sacrifice for us, of your plan from the beginning to reconcile us to you. Your love was so great and so deep for us that you just wanted to have us reconciled to you. You want to walk with us. You want us, Father, according to Galatians 6, Father, to, through your Spirit, to keep in step, to walk with and be led by your Spirit. Father, please grant us realization. Grant us, Father, affirmation as we understand what your Son has done for us. Jesus is incredible. I can't even fathom, Father, how somebody could be so tied in to you and yet so available and so given to us. It's amazing. Father, bless our time here as we reflect. Thank you so much for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Pray in his name. Amen.